It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. After mass shootings, including the one in Boulder, President Joe Biden is taking steps he says will reduce gun violence. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on Colorado's relationship to those policies.
Boulder Representative Joe Neguse says Biden's executive orders will save lives. He was sitting in the White House Rose Garden in the spring sunshine as Biden spoke about the dark day in Boulder 3 weeks ago that left 10 dead. Biden wants the Justice Department to ensure that stabilizing braces, like the one used in the Boulder shooting, are subject to the National Firearms Act. The administration will also put forth model legislation for state-level red flag laws, which Colorado already has. The state's congressional Republicans oppose the moves, saying they infringe on the Second Amendment. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A proposal to remake Colorado's health care system will proceed, and the industry is not happy with the results. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Democrats had delayed their public option bill for weeks so they could negotiate with industry groups like the Colorado Hospital Association. But those talks broke down this week, and the sweeping proposal will go to a committee hearing on Friday facing firm industry opposition. The proposal would ask the industry to cut premiums a certain amount by 2024, and if they fail, the state would set up a public insurance option that could force providers to accept lower payments. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado is spending $45 million this year to fight wildfires. Fire Prevention and Control Director Mike Morgan says the strategy is to find fires early and control them quickly.
To spend a few dollars today and save thousands of dollars tomorrow. The Cameron Peak Fire, the East Troublesome Fire, the Grizzly Creek Fire, the Pine Gulch Fire, those are all examples of fires that got well established and burned for months. And we're not used to fighting fires for months.
Officials expect the 2021 fire season to be dangerous, and they say it could start as early as the second half of May. And fire danger is high this afternoon around Pueblo with a red flag warning through the later part of the day. This is CPR News.